Off the Field, brought to you by Tops Friendly Markets, your official supermarket for game day parties. Tops, your neighborhood store with more.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the 50-Yard Finish video series. I'm Hannah Bueller, along Bills strength and conditioning coach Dan LeBird. Dan, thanks for having us. We're inside the stadium. We're doing some interval running today.
Yes.
Tell our fans what we're going to be learning.
Well, it's warm outside, all right? So let's get an opportunity to take advantage of one of the best resources that we have for exercise, and that's being outside.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we got this beautiful field. It's nice and sunny out in Buffalo right now, so... Let's be outside.
Let's take as much advantage of the weather
as much as we can. So what we're going to do right now, we're focusing on interval training. We talked about the benefits of interval training. All right, we said that, one, it is one of the best methods for improving our aerobic capacity,
mm-hmm.
meaning our ability to sort of use oxygen to help fuel exercise. Two, it's a great way to build strength, burn calories, and improve our body composition within a small period of time. So there's many things that we can actually do with interval training. You can vary the time. So we can do, just like we did today, 20 seconds on, all right, sprinting through the length of a football field and 40 seconds to walk. All right, and that's going to give us a good opportunity, as I mentioned beforehand, to work on sprint mechanics, to work on really sort of developing a high heart rate and really sort of building our aerobic capacity. 40 seconds of loss gives us a little bit of a rest period. All right, that gives us an opportunity to kind of get our heart rate down nice and low. All right, and then we can continue going through for as many repetitions as we feel sort of comfortable or taxing for the day.
So, Dan, interval running seems like a really good way to build up to our 5K. How many times a week should our fans, or even me, be doing this?
Well, consider it this way, all right? Well, when you're doing your steady state run, just consider doing maybe an interval run on one day, a steady state run on the other day. So it can be up to 2 to 3 times a week, all right, with steady state running, maybe 3 times a week. So a good way to look at it, maybe on Monday, you do your 20 seconds of sprinting, 40 seconds of walk, all right, or a minute of sprinting and 2 minutes of jogging. And on your Tuesday workout, maybe you go out for just a nice little jog for 7 to 8 minutes or so, or even a longer, just as whatever you feel necessary for your body during that period of time. And on a Wednesday, maybe return back into the interval training, maybe a different sort of variation, 30 seconds on or 30 seconds off. And Thursday, maybe a different type of steady state trainings.
And like you said, the weather's getting nicer. There's no excuse not to get out here and train along with us. Thanks again, Dan.
No problem.
For more of these videos and other 50-yard finish videos, visit buffalobills.com/50yardfinish. Register for the race. Remember, it's a family fun event, June 29th, right here on the Charging Buffalo of Ralph Wilson Stadium. We'll see you then.